These men and women, along with many other agents, troopers, investigators, attorneys, and other staff of the Attorney General's Office of Pennsylvania and the Pennsylvania State Police, have worked tirelessly for the last few years to bring these charges to light, to bring this case to court, and to see the day that this defendant, a serial child predator who committed horrific acts upon his victims, causing lifelong and life-changing consequences for all of them, has been held accountable for his crimes. And I'd like to thank each of the individuals that I just mentioned for the very important role that they played in bringing this case to today's verdict. I also want to offer my most sincere thanks to all the young men, the victims in this case, who came forward to bravely testify during this trial. And to finally put a stop to the crimes that have been committed by this defendant. They've shown great strength and courage during this investigation, candidly and sometimes chillingly, telling their stories not only to the jury and a packed courtroom audience here in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, but also to the entire world. It was incredibly difficult for some of them to unearth long-buried memories of the shocking abuse they suffered at the hands of this defendant. And most of us cannot possibly fully comprehend what they endured when testifying in that packed courtroom. This trial was not something that they sought, but rather something that forced them to face the demons of their past and to reveal what happened to them and their childhood when they met Jerry Sandusky. We hope that our search for justice in this case will help them and other victims who perhaps have been watching from afar and perhaps nearby as this case unfolded. One of the recurring themes of the witnesses' testimony, which came from the voices of the victims themselves in this case, was, who would believe a kid? And the answer to that question is, we here in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, would believe a kid. And I think that I speak not only for my own agency, but for law enforcement across the country when I say, we would believe a kid. And as reflected by this verdict that we've all just heard, a jury of 12 people here in Bellefonte, PA, most definitely would and did believe a kid. Although we know that the scars that these victims bear can't be erased by the events in a courtroom, we hope that the outcome of this case not only allows these victims to heal and to begin the process of recovering and rebuilding their lives, but that it also encourages other victims of sexual abuse to come forward.